Hey, we're coming to you live from Washington, D.C. today, and I have to tell you, all you ag producers, we're going to talk some oil in a minute. Jack Ekstrom with Whiting Petroleum is going to join us because they're doing some drilling in Michigan as well, but I have a special guest. For you ag producers out there, you know, when everyone said this ag bill couldn't get done, when the days were getting pretty long and it was getting pretty dark, there was one senator that kept to it, and that was Senator Debbie Stabenow, the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. Senator, good to have you on News and Views.
Hey, Joel, it's great to be back with you. And, yep, we got it done.
There. Yeah, way to
it
go.
It took way too long, way
well,
too
it,
long.
It took a redhead to do it, too. I'll
it
tell you
did.
That.
It did, and once I added another redhead to the committee, boy, we were just turbocharged, you know, to get it done.
Are you surprised? I'm curious if there was ever a time when you thought we wouldn't get that ag bill done.
You know, I really, I knew we were going to get it done because I just, you know, I was just not going to quit till we got it done because, I mean, farmers are counting on us, and I kept telling everybody, you know, when the crop comes due, you know, and you got to go out and harvest it. You don't go, well, I don't think I'll do that today. I mean, you got to do the job that's in front of you, and our job was to get this thing done and create at least a 5-year window of certainty, which we've done, so folks can plan for next year and go to the bank and figure out financing and, you know what's going to be there and disaster assistance and marketing support and other kinds of things. So I just felt there was no excuse for it, and we were going to get it done. And, you know, you've got two great senators from North Dakota on the committee, both of whom were, very supportive and very, very helpful. And it's so great to have Senator Heidkamp as one of those great voices from North Dakota.
Well, why don't you share your playbook? I mean, why don't you grab whatever tools you use to get this farm bill done and walk on both sides of the aisles and say, here, I mean, we can actually do work in this town.
Well, first of all, you have to want to do it. And I have to say, the chairman in the House, Chairman Lucas, and, of course, the Congressman Peterson and my ranking member, a Republican member in the Senate, Senator Cochran, we all wanted to get it done. So that's, you know, the first step is that we were all pushing in the same direction, even though it was shocking to me how little support there is for agriculture in the U.S. House. Honestly, shocking. But the fact that we were all pushing together is important. And then I think, you know, this is plain old-fashioned, just listening to people, respecting other views, understanding agriculture is very diverse. I mean, North Dakota, Michigan and North Dakota actually are a lot the same. You know, we've got sugar beets and we've got wheat and, you know, barley. And, I mean, you guys are number one in a whole bunch of things. And, in fact, in North Dakota, I know that nearly 1 out of 4 jobs are supported by agriculture, and that's the same as Michigan. So we've got a lot in common, but the country's different. And so you have to respect the South is different than the Midwest or the Northeast, where the dairy farms are very, very small, versus California, where they're very, very big. So, you know, the key thing is to decide to find a win-win, as opposed to what's happening today when there's too many folks that think it's a victory when you shut the government down or when you smash somebody in the face, you know. And we didn't take that view. So it was really, it was a team effort. It was an important bipartisan effort. And in the end, we just respected each other.
Well, Senator, we have something else in common. Along the News and Views radio network, obviously, there's a lot of oil and gas development and production. Jack Ekstrom joins us now with Whiting Petroleum. Jack, you've got a footprint in Michigan as well, Whiting.
We do. Good morning, Senator. We spoke last year.
Yes.
glad to be able to talk to you briefly about what's going on in Sanilac County.
Yes.
In that great metroplex around Sandusky.
Right. What a beautiful area.
It is a beautiful area indeed. We have what we think is an incredibly valuable prospect there that I think is going to help the economy in Michigan dramatically. We're drilling as we speak. It's a complex, as most oil and gas developments nowadays are. It's a complex completion process to unlock that resource. We know the oil is there. We know that we can get to it, but it's just going to take us a little bit of time to figure out the magic sauce in being able to produce this resource. So We're dedicated to it. We're looking forward to it. And I am looking forward to visiting with you about it.
Terrific. Well, I'm looking forward to, you know, I don't believe we have an economy or a middle class unless we make things and grow things. And so, and you got to have energy to do, you know, to do both. And so obviously, you know, manufacturing is huge in Michigan as well as agriculture. And when we talk about energy sources and producing American energy, homegrown energy, you know, that's really, really important.
It is very important. The state has a long and rich history. You've seen oil and gas development since, I believe, since the late 50s and early 60s. You had that fantastic play that ran from the southeast to the northwest all the way up from, I believe, down near Grand Rapids all the way up to Rogers City.
Right.
Right. We actually are continuing to drill in and around Mount Pleasant right now in a conventional play. So I think Michigan's future in oil and gas is bright, and we have the technology to do it with a very small footprint, and we're looking forward to that.
Well, Senator, you know, I grew up in a little town called Clare, just north of Mount Pleasant. So, you know, I go up a lot, and I've seen the oil rigs going all over the place.
Senator, I know we didn't have much time today. I really appreciate you giving us time. I want to end it this way. You know, ag is still big. Oil is big. We're going to share these, and we're going to keep talking to you in the future. Thanks for sharing some time with us today.
Always great to be with you.
Debbie Stabenow, ladies and gentlemen, Senator from Michigan.